In 1855, bewildered villagers observed the devil's cloven hoof prints in the snow around 18 communities in Devon, England. Appearing overnight, the prints covered 100 miles, and people were just in shock. Up next, we're going to be talking with Winter Lake, author of The Satanic Paradigm, the Book of Black Magic as well. Yep, we're going to talk about Satan in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Winter Lake is a writer and practitioner of satanic black magic. He has published 5 books on the subject of Satanism, remote viewing, and remote influencing. Now, he's also a psychic. He has assisted law enforcement in the capacity of finding the missing or the murdered, and has occasionally assisted in locating the murderers. Here he is tonight on Coast to Coast, Winter Lake. Winter, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, good. I've got to let you know from the outset, I have received more emails from people who want me to tie you up and push you off a bridge. Than anybody ever had. So I've got you on because I want to learn about you and why you do what you do, and at least get your views on this. I am not endorsing Satanism. I've been a God-fearing guy all my life, Winter, but I just think it's...
I totally understand, and I'm not looking to convert people.
I know.
And I totally respect you, and thank you so much for having me on your show. You are an amazing person, and your show is amazing. So
it's different.
It is.
It is different. Now, tell me a little bit about yourself, beyond just the bio.
Well, since I was a child, I have been into the practitioner of some form of devil worship. Now, in the modern context, it is seen as theistic, meaning believing in a dark entity that exists or permeates through the universe. When I was a child, I had an experience. I think everyone has that is in this path, but mine was physical. It was bats, it was apparitions, and then I've come to learn that it's more even family-oriented and possibly even generational.
Why did you migrate toward the dark side?
Completely natural. Everything that I have obtained in my life has worked through that forum. The other, you know, light sources just weren't there for me. When I wanted something or desired something, I could obtain it through black magic or psychic influencing. And in that sense, that's how it all came about.
Now, you don't seem like a bad person. You don't seem like someone who would go out and hurt someone.
No, I'm not. I'm not interested in hurting animals or people. And, you know, there are others like me, actually hundreds, maybe even thousands, involved in the type of things to the extremity that I am, but no interest in converting or hurting people.
Now, those who are opposed to you will say, you're going to trick us.
True enough.
You're going to wheel us in like you catch a fish off a boat.
True enough. Absolutely. You know, deception is the nature.
So you admit that you're going to do this to us?
I do not admit that I am going to deceive people. No, I'm just saying that a lot of people are deceiving themselves. In a Touchstone book I wrote called Terra Satana, talks about Earth's inherent evil nature, that mankind is actually inherently evil and that it is going opposite of its direction.
I believe that. I think there might be 5% of the people on this planet totally evil. The rest are pretty good people, but the 5%, Winter, are so powerful that they're able to do just about anything they want.
Absolutely. It's made me filthy rich, you know, and I know people, you know, that own a lot of great landmarks.
I mean, would you call yourself evil?
Yes, I would.
You would?
I think I would, yeah. I'm probably one of the evil ones.
Now, what's your definition of that?
Evil in the sense that do not view myself as a sheeple. I don't fall in the line. I kind of cut my own path. It's very contextual. It can go on and on and on in this certain context of what evil's definition is. Is it Adolf Hitler looking to kill 6 million people? No. It's just not. Adolf Hitler actually probably believed in what he was doing, not to deviate into some kind of Nazism. I'm not a Nazi.
Winter, if you were walking behind an old woman and she dropped the $200 and you picked it up, would you run up to her and say, "Oh, miss, you dropped this," or would you keep it?
Unfortunately, I would keep it. I know that's bad. And it's happened.
That's evil.
It's happened, I have to say, and I've made it happen. So, yeah, it's one of those things. I was in New York City, and someone dropped a lot of money, and I took it. So.
You just took it, and you didn't steal it. You just took it.
I did.
Finders keepers, right?
Yes, and I'm on national radio admitting that. Isn't that terrible?
Well,
but I wouldn't steal from my friends. And I wouldn't steal from you. I don't break in people's houses. I'm not a home invader.
Right.
I'm not looking to commit petty crime.
You don't. That's what I'm going to say. You don't commit crimes like that.
Do not. And do not endorse these type of crimes that are going on, especially in my area.
Would you be the kind of guy to head up a huge corporation that foreclosed on people and things like that? Is that part of evil?
That is evil, and that is not the part that I'm part of.
Okay.
I have no interest in going out of my way to hurt somebody. But, yes, if I find money, I would keep it. I'm the guy on the subway who, you know, found the money and would keep it. So,
tell me, as we get into this, your definition of what Satan is. Who is Satan? What is Satan?
Well, in the history, going back probably since the inception of mankind in one form or the other, in Iraq, ironically, the force of Pazuzu and Aram came about. Obviously, this is getting into some ancestral history.
Right.
They were the first probably real forces of evil to be reckoned with. Long came Lilith with some of the Judaic texts. But really, the essential evil, probably Satan, is centered in or around that area. It's known as the Seven Towers. And Pazuzu, being a force of the wind, and people would call upon him not to smite them or destroy them. So it was a form of appeasement between the both of them. It was a mutual understanding. And in most people actually later on began to merge with this entity or merge with this force of evil that became inherent within them. So it's a little bit convoluted because the history is so long, but that is a general take on what I think Satan is in the beginnings from that area. And then it's grown and it's gone universal, it's gone galactic, and it's not just here, it's through our universe.
Biblically speaking, now when I say the word Bible, by the way, do you cringe?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
All right. Biblically speaking, we've got Lucifer, a fallen angel. Satan, one of the same?
Absolutely. A lot of people don't think so, but they are.
Yeah, I think so. The devil, one and the same.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of alien entities that have that same kind of dark power as well, that they are into that same, that have gone into that, that have embraced their inherent evil.
Now, I don't believe per se in a hell. I don't think hell is a specific place where when you're bad, you go there. I happen to believe that there are different levels of existence. And if you're bad, you keep getting reincarnated until you reach a stage of perfection and off you go again. What do you think? Is there a hell? Is there a place where people are burning for all damnation?
No, I think that really does not exist. I think that we're looking more into chaos toward type of singularity. I think that when someone dies, they are ushered into, you know, into just so much different, you know, forces and angles, and just your energy is so dispersed. It almost gets into string theory, and it's not just of the Gaia. It goes throughout the universe. So, no, I don't think specifically there is a hell, but I think a hell can be created mentally.
Okay, now with Satan, what is he, I'll call him a he, mm-hmm. What's he want, Winter?
I think he wants to awaken mankind to its true inherent nature. And
which is?
Probably evil. Probably saying, look, there is power here. This is where we could go, and this is what is lacking in mankind. Without that, you will fall into these other doldrums, kind of like being the Atlantean that falls from his grace. The Aryan. I notify it as the satanic super Aryan, the nature of that. But again, I'm not embracing Nazism. They bastardized it from Madame Blavatsky's writings. But that's what I think it is.
Now, you talk about Satanism. It dates back, what, how far back?
Since the beginning of probably man's first crawl. We're going to be probably looking, you know, many, many millennia, you know, since lightning struck and fire was created.
So as we had good, we had evil.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And good is been, you know, bastardized. I think that good has been taken over. I don't think that there really is good. I think that it's been malformed by a series of biblicists that have misinterpreted it.
Well, see, what I find is a paradox with you is you're also someone who cares about missing people.
I do.
Crimes. You help law enforcement. Do they know that you're a practicing Satanist?
They do.
It doesn't bother them?
It does.
It does?
Yeah.
How do they handle this with you?
Working with the Federal Bureau of Investigation, they get very jittery.
And how did this all happen for you? I mean,
I just took interest in cases. I just took, you know, like I'm interested in a case right now about a woman that has disappeared by this crooked cop.
Did they come to you or did you go to them in the beginning?
I usually come to them and sometimes they come to me, but I've actually stepped away from it because they look at you like a suspect.
Oh, I was going to say, if you call them and say, I think I know where the body is.
Yeah.
The first thing they say is, oh, really?
Well, yeah, and then they look at my background and then I get drugged in and it's just not good.
Have you had some tense situations where you were truly a suspect for a while?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're automatically a suspect when you come forward with something that is just so close to information that they're holding close to the chest.
My gosh.
No, absolutely. I mean, the police now, the gray forces, as I call them, are so on edge. They're, you know, especially when you're looking into the sexual predator stuff. And I have no tolerance for those people. I have no tolerance for sexual predators.
No, nor do I.
And they are grabbing children. And they are. They're getting them from malls. They're taking them out of cars.
How many are out there?
Oh, every block, every street.
And I don't think they can be rehabilitated, do you?
No, because it's a sexual perversion, unfortunately.
It's in their heads.
Well, it's been growing.
Putting them in jail, Winter, and when they get out, does not cure them.
No.
You know, and unfortunately, society thinks, sure, you know what, they serve their time now. They're better for this. They can stop. They can't stop. It's a sickness. And, you know, I feel sorry for people who live next to them. You know, they have to go on that list in most cases. But I don't think these people can stop.
And it's growing. It's growing and it's networking. And that is it. I mean, if you go back 50 years, it wasn't as apparent. But now it is, and it's being coddled.
Would you say that the priests who have molested children are more Satanists than religious people?
Probably not Satanists. They're probably not aware of what they're doing. Priests, coming for me, to be honest, there is a very small percentage of them that are actually attacking children.
That's true. That is true.
You know, and so it gets into that whole thing where, you know, again, where I talk about the gray forces, where it is on their dial, where you're getting into it is your guys that are just like 30 to whatever years old, and they're just out there on the streets, and they're just into it, you know, and they are into it. Every week you read that child pornography is discovered here. Child pornography. A child was found in a basement. I mean, I can give you horror stories, but you don't need to hear them.
No.
You're fully aware. And it's tragic. And no, I'm not anything about that. And I have tracked those people down, and they need to be tracked down to find these four children that unfortunately end up dead more than alive.
Do you meet regularly with other Satanists? Do you wear costumes? What's your weekend like?
Well, my weekend is very lively, and I have very good close friends. Usually my friends are not into what I'm into. I don't advertise what I'm into to people because, as I said, I don't look to convert. For me, it was a natural thing, a progression since I was 5 years old. Other people, to avoid getting into long diatribes or discussions, I generally don't go there.
Right.
Yes, in ritual natures, dating from the 80s, I would get together, and I am a member of the Church of Satan. And I had knew Anton LaVey when he was alive, and I also knew his daughter, Zena LaVey. And I actually know Zena's son, Stanton LaVey. So there's a family history there. So, yes, there would be costumes. There would be ritual. They're more into the aesthetic of the practice of Satanism. They do not believe that Satan is an actual entity. They're into self-worship. I'm into a little bit of both, whereas I believe there is a theistic power, and I also self-worship as well.
Do you go to ball games, movies?
I love film. I write for Hollywood. I'm a screenwriter. A lot of movie stars are my friends, you know, and I ghostwrite for major motion pictures. So, yeah. Hollywood, I love. Games, not so much. I mean, I'm very muscular. I love to work out.
Uh-huh.
I love to get outdoors and bicycle and stuff. But I'm not really big into, you know, following teams and so on. And
okay.
So on.
But if somebody met you on the street, Winter, they'd have no idea you were a Satanist, would they?
No, absolutely not. No.
The Church of Satan, the masses you attend, and I assume you attend some of those.
Yes.
What do you folks do?
Well, I've written a black mass that was derived from the writings of Trout from 1969. That is huge. It's amazing. I mean, it's long, and there are crowds, and it's just the conduction of the work. It is a reversal of the Christian mass, and it just is astounding. And there's a whole performance involved. And usually in most of rituals and satanic rites that I have inscribed, there are roles and there are things to be conducted within them. So it's pretty elaborate.
Did you see the movie Eyes Wide Shut?
I have.
Okay, that scene in the mansion where those people were in costume, was that like a black mass?
Absolutely was.
Okay.
And that's right along the lines in the pier and the levels where I'm at with
all right.
It. Yep.
Understand. Rosemary's Baby?
Rosemary's Baby was a banner film. That whole context of Polanski involved with Sharon Tate, involved with Charles Manson,
yeah.
Involved with Anton LaVey. I mean, it goes full circle. Polanski created that film based upon the sacrifice of a woman, basically, and her child. And then he loses his wife shortly after that film. And then Manson obsesses with the Beatles and goes further with it, you know, with Helter Skelter.
Yeah.
And coming into the film where the actual, you know, that I think it's called the Bannister Building, where they filmed Rosemary's Baby, where, you know, John Lennon lived, and then he walked out of that building where he used to live, and then they, you know, he got shot there, and there's a lot of synchronicities with that circular motion from what generated from Polanski creating that film, Sharon's murder, Anton LaVey playing the role of the devil in that film. You know.
Oh, yeah, that was strange. Hey, Winter, stay with us. We're going to take this quick break. We're going to come back and talk about how Satanism may be growing worldwide. We'll find out. With our guest tonight, Winter Lake, as we talk about his work with Satan. That's next on Coast to Coast AM. Winter, you've mentioned a third wave Satanism, which is sweeping over the earth. Explain that for me.
Third wave Satanism is really taking a strong hold. It started in modern times in 1966 with Anton LaVey's inauguration of the Church of Satan. Then in 1988, there was a second wave with the 8-8 celebration, actually 8-8-88 celebration, which intoned a biblical chord in regards to the ministers of the earth being thrown down and Satan taking up their stead. There was a great deception that had taken place. In 999, coming up close to our current time, which has already passed, the third wave began, which is a very serious and fast, hard wind of black magic power, which is engulfing the earth and engulfing humanity. It is coming over them on all different levels, although they are not aware of it. It leads up actually unto May 21st, 2011, and then it will be confirmed after that time. It is just a dark force, and it's increasing. And those that know, you know, like myself, practitioners are aware of it. And even some Christians and other believers, Islamists and others, are fearful of it. And they are aware of it as well.
When we look at things that are happening worldwide, famine, wars, crime, would you say that that's part of Satanism?
It is a part of humanity's change. Those things have always occurred and will occur. It's just a matter for how much longer. As the population explodes, man just generally will turn against man. There's no thinking there. It is a satanic nature that they utilize when that turning begins. I do think that going down the road, eventually, as things further deteriorate, there will be a conflict, and the conflict will be of an enormous scale. It's just a matter of time. But there's a lot of things that are at play, even in dealing with satanic singularity, which will be achieved once the mind is actually mapped by current scientists. I actually know a scientist that is working on this. And the crux of satanic singularity is what used to be a computer that would fill into a building now is in the palm of your hand, and soon what is in the palm of your hand will be in your blood. So we will be able to merge with our machines and take ourselves a little further. And at that time as well, it will redefine death. And what I'm talking about is real. I'm not talking about hypotheses or something that is, you know, we can sit here and kind of, you know, gauge and talk about in different, you know, scenarios, from things that aren't real into what I know that the lab and the lab work that is going on and what is in the lab today will be in our blood tomorrow. And it's progressing humanity. And so third wave Satanism goes along with that. I just call a spade a spade.
Now,
I see it for what it is.
With this third wave there, how many, this is just a guess, how many members of the Church of Satan, or those who practice Satanism in North America, Canada, U.S., what would you think?
100,000.
And that's going up?
Yes. Those are actual people that have come out.
So there's probably twice as many who haven't come out, I would guess.
Many, many millions of people, yeah, that are into it and that are following the ideology but are not, you know, coming forward and saying. I mean, it's obviously, as you know, rare for someone to come out and say, hey, you know, I'm into this kind of thing.
Sure.
Because you get ostracized. I mean,
what do you find as a benefit for you to do this? What's there for you?
I feel admonished for myself. I enjoy embracing what I am. I'm tired of lies. I don't like people that lie to themselves. You know, our system in America is based on hypocrisy. You know, the gray force law and the police that are running around are more concerned about giving out tickets and getting revenue than they are about finding a murderer, because there's no money in murder.
What if there was no Satan? What if there was no God? It was just all pure energy. A higher power, no doubt. Something created this universe. I'll get into that with you in a second. I want to get your views on that.
Yeah.
But what if we didn't have that? What if it was just all pure energy and we are what we are? a conscious being that can tap into things. Is that possible?
I think it's very possible. And I think that is the crux.
Because I haven't heard one evil thing from you other than you kept the $200 from that little old lady.
Yeah, I mean, that's evil, you know. And, yeah, it's true. Little prankster things are in my nature.
Sure.
To go out and do direct evils now. But, yes, the energy that you're...
I mean, you wouldn't let the air out of somebody's tires, would you?
I tell you this. And I do have a lot of respect for you. But if someone crosses me or my family or my friends, they will be punished.
I would do the same thing.
Isn't that ironic? I know.
See, I can't, for example, Winter, somebody goes out and kills a member of my family or my friends.
It's unacceptable.
Some people have said you have to forgive them. I can't.
Can't do it.
Now, does that make me evil?
Yes.
Really?
You fall from the Christian ideology.
I can't forgive them for that.
Can't do it.
I can't forgive a child molester. I can't do it.
Can't do it. No. I saw a man who killed there was a man that had a girl in a basement that had taken out her whole family and put them up in a 120-year-old tree and murdered them. You can find all this online. Anyway, this man is, alive, and all of these people are dead.
The guy who shot everybody in Tucson a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. I actually got an email from a woman when I called him a sicko wacko, and she admonished me for it. She chased me for it. She said, how could you do that to him? He has a life. He's a human. And I'm saying, I can't forgive that.
No. He shot down a little girl.
Yeah.
And he did it. He's, the mental insanity can only go so far.
Look, almost anybody who kills like that is nuts.
But
they're not to the point where they shouldn't be punished because they're insane. They should be punished.
In Canada, there was a man who fell asleep on a bus going from one point to another.
All right.
The guy next to him, when he fell asleep, cut his head off.
I heard about that story.
Okay, he was perfectly sane.
Yeah.
So
he wanted the guy's chair or something.
Correct.
Yeah.
So and then he went and tried to stab others and paraded around the bus with the head and the blood. And so I mean, this man that you're talking about that shot down this child is sane. He knew his actions. What he wanted was attention. And then the insanity plea will come later because of the shock value it does to the system. And, and to be chastised for it, yes, if you were a devout Christian, you are to forgive that behavior when they come and attack and kill your poor mother and cut her head off. That's just not in my portfolio. It's not in your portfolio. So it's a very slippery slope.
I see. I'm not sure if you're a Satanist or if you're someone who just practices black magic.
That could be it, too. My definition is broad, and the energy that you talk about, that is what I would say Satan is one solid force, one pure energy that does permeate the universe. I think it's just coy to play with definitions possibly, but I do think that there is inherent evil with humanity, and that's where we might diverge.
True.
So,
do you believe in life after death?
There is and can be, yes.
And reincarnation?
Yes, that can occur as well.
When one dies, when an evil person dies, and I don't mean you, not that kind of
but
a real despicable human being, what do you think happens to them? What happens to that soul?
Well, it can be devoured by other forces, other energies that are there. Even going into some of the ancient Egyptian Book of the Dead. I mean, there's a lot. In dealing with evil, per se, there's other evil out there, and usually it unifies with itself. And it incarnates. It does come back, and it comes back on this planet and others. So our dilemma is not just of Gaia. It deals universally. And there's, the aliens, there are aliens that are of our same nature and probably worse, and they've embraced a lot of other dark behavior.
Well, I agree with you. I don't think merely because an alien race might be so advanced in terms of time and years that that necessarily makes them any more benevolent than we are.
No, altruism doesn't exist.
If anything, they're probably smarter, and they figured out a way to take advantage of us.
And they take advantage of themselves.
Well, probably so. Do you pray?
Mentally, yes. Yeah, you could say there is a form of prayer there. There is a form of psychic connection to this source, the satanic source, for me, that makes things work for me, and kind of gets those doors opened up and those parking spaces found when I need it.
The devil that tempted Jesus, do you believe that entity is real?
Yes.
Okay.
And Jesus is real too, but he wasn't what people think he was. He was crucified for a lot of different reasons, and it was carried on after that.
Let's talk, if we can, about tapping into this force, whatever it is. Do you think a good person and a it's so difficult because
I word it any way you want.
I wish you were really evil because it would make it easier to go after you.
Right.
But you're not. But
maybe, I'm not evil like hurting individuals.
No, you don't do that.
That is evil, but that is a different form. There's a different levels to this.
I mean, if you were running a car lot and you could sell this poor old lady, we're picking her again. If you could sell her a lemon car, would you?
No.
How come?
The reason being is I am too close to it, and it would, in current times, come back to me, and this woman would come with her family or her attorney, and the liability is too much.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I am not interested in jerking people around. I don't do one-on-one, but I will take down a corporation.
Good point. Now tell me, how would you do that?
In what regard? In taking down a corporation?
Yeah, I mean,
just getting close to the people inside. You just getting close to the people inside it, you, through temptations and other things.
And destroy them from within.
Yes, correct. Yes.
On purpose?
It's like a government. Yeah, in government.
Now, they would have had to have done something for you to do that. I don't think you wake up in the morning and say...
Exactly. It's actually easier than taking down an individual, to be honest, because you can work with groupthink.
Now, would you take down a corporation that you knew was polluting the planet?
Probably not.
Okay. I mean, what horrendous things would they have to do for you to want to go after?
It would have to involve me directly. There would have to be some kind of smite from a larger sense against me.
I see.
You know, attorneys, you know, I know a lot of them, and attorneys are dark creatures.
So the old saying, an eye for an eye, is you.
Unfortunately, well, not unfortunately, I guess it is, yes, to be completely honest, and I try to be. Yeah.
Do you believe in the book of Revelation, End Times?
It's an interesting book. There's a lot of code to it. So, yes, I do think that in certain symbols, it does exist, yes.
Tell me about this black magic. I mean, do you conjure up things? Do you have potions and things like that?
Black magic works in the level of the extension of your own power, your own soul. Let's say that someone smited you, like they went and took your little girl, and you can't find the little girl, and you don't know or whatever, but you find this suspect, and you can't get to him. Okay, this is how black magic would work.
Because he's protected by the law, you mean?
Protected by the law. He's got gates. Your daughter is dead. You can't get to him.
Right.
Okay, now this is all hypothesis. I don't know if you want to go here. Do you want to go here?
No, let's pick a different gate.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
Yeah, well, I was giving you an example of how black magic works. You just make that person fall off that stool. It's sympathetic. You maybe get to obtain some of his hair. He falls under a car. You know,
does it work?
It does work.
Is it like voodoo?
It could be, but it's more advanced. You know, just like we have remote viewing, which is actually the ancient art of clairvoyance, you could have.
All right, so let's say a guy really, really does something to you.
Okay.
You get a piece of their hair or something. What do you do with it?
You would conjure up a ritual. You would utilize certain symbols, certain dates.
Is there a book for this?
I've written them. Yeah, there are books.
Okay.
And books, but you do a lot of it from memory, incantation, location.
The Book of Black Magic would be one.
Correct. Okay. Yeah, Les Treatise de Magica Noir, perfect example.
Is that Latin?
No, it's actually French.
Okay.
I'm a fan of Baudelaire, who is a satanic poet. But yes, I would obtain something of theirs. And if I have that, they're done.
This would be the intent to hurt them, kill them, what?
Intent to kill.
Really?
Injure, yeah, maim.
Have you done that to people?
Yes. Yeah.
Do they realize who's doing it to them?
Usually don't, no. They do not.
And do you ever pull back, or do you just keep going after them?
There's very little fine line. If someone, when I'm talking about it, I really have to be crossed. For example, someone have to take advantage of me or try to do something.
Right.
And to be honest, I haven't had to do this in a long time.
Would you be considered a vigilante?
For myself, I'm not necessarily going out of my way to cast spells for others, no.
Okay, so this is just people who have done you harm.
Possibly, yeah. And some groups of covens that have needed assistance with certain things.
So had our executive producer decided not to put you on with me tonight, you might have...
Not at all.
Got a little lock of her hair.
No, I like her. She's fine. I would never do that for something this petty.
But you could.
I can.
Yeah.
I mean, I told that woman her fate.
How long does it take for that to work?
Probably within 7 days. It begins. You would find the machinations beginning, and it would culminate and usually end in certain circumstances.
What would determine, Winter, the tragedy and the scope of the tragedy, whether it would be a fatal car crash as opposed to a stomach ache? What
True
determines
enough.
That?
It's anything. It's anything that goes wrong. It's tripping in the house and hitting land head first into that glass table. It's the brakes not working when you need them. It's sliding around that bend and finding yourself pushed off the road. It's a lot of things. It's utilizing the dark forces. It's the hags of the night.
So I guess some people have done this to others, and they might not even have been aware of it, merely by thinking about it.
Projection,
yeah.
Yes.
That happens.
And it goes on. And once, you know, if it gets released, it just continues. It goes on and on and on.
And why is this growing now?
People are waking up as the church edict dies. They're not going to the Christian church or a lot of other churches. Judaism is dying. Their race is dwindling. People are turning to newer things. We had a New Age movement throughout the 60s, and it was under the banner of the occult, and now they're seeing it for what it is. And it's growing exponentially. It's growing in odd areas of the world.
Is this Church of Satan, is it organized at this point?
The Church of Satan was organized. It doesn't really become, it doesn't come into the public spectrum.
Does it have bricks and mortar?
It does not.
Okay.
It does not.
All right. Stay with us. We've still got more to go with you, Winter Lake. Winter's websites and also his Facebook site are linked up at coasttocoastam.com. I'm George Norrie, and we'll be right back on Coast to Coast AM.